Welcome to the Fisher of Men broadcast with Brother Mike Brauner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church.
I was burdened down with sin. No happiness was found within. I never knew the meaning of joy down in my soul. When at last I finally contentment filled my soul like I never felt. Heaven came down, there was glory all around when He saved my soul. I remember the day.
I remember the day
when the Lord saved me.
When the Lord saved me,
all of heaven came down.
All of heaven came down.
I was happy and free.
I was happy and free.
Glory filled my soul.
Glory filled my soul. For I knew the Lord had made me whole. I shall never forget the day when the Lord saved me. Now a life of peacefulness deep within my heart abides. Since the day that Jesus took my sins away, and to heaven I will go to spend the endless ages while they ever roll, praising His name for the glorious day that He saved my soul. I remember the day.
I remember the day
when the Lord saved me.
When the Lord saved me.
All of heaven came down.
All of heaven came down.
I was happy and free.
I was happy and free.
Glory filled my soul.
Glory filled my soul. For I knew the Lord had made me whole. I shall never forget the day when the Lord saved me. And I remember the day.
I remember the day.
All of heaven came down.
All of heaven came down.
I was happy and free.
I was happy and free.
Glory filled my soul.
Glory filled my soul. For I knew the Lord had made me whole. I shall never forget the day when the Lord saved me.
Hello again, this is Mike Brauner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. Thankful to be able to come back to the radio station once again today and have what we consider another God-given opportunity. Might come this way and try to bring a message from the Word of God. It's truly been a blessing to prepare and try to be ready to stand and touch and address some thoughts from God's Word. I'm thankful that the Lord is still showing mercy upon us daily and giving us opportunities not only to study His Word, but then as one who He has called to preach. And I mean, He gave an intentional call to me several years ago, and so I try with the Lord's help to do this. But I'm thankful not only to have that opportunity to study, but then also the opportunity to present those things that have been laid upon our heart. And I'm thankful for you. Appreciate you praying for us. Thankful for those who continue to pray for us and support the work through prayer. I believe, as the Scriptures teach, that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That means that we should have great confidence in prayer and trying to pray in such a way that we are praying according to what would be good and right in God's sight. I think often about how that Jesus Christ, when He prayed in the garden there, as He prayed, He ended His prayer with, "But not my will, but Thy will be done." That was His prayer unto God the Father. I believe that we, as we pray, should also have that same attitude, that same approach, not our will, but the will of God is that needs to be done. There's a great plan, a far greater plan than our meager mortal minds can conceive and comprehend, the vastness of the plan that God has put in place in Christ Jesus. And many times I'm afraid we fail to realize that though things may not be going the way that we think they should, but there's a greater plan that God is operating by. And just remembering that all things work together for good to those who love God and who are the called according to His purpose. We should just be willing to, not our will, but Thy will be done. Let that be expressed in our prayers. And I'm thankful as we do come to God in prayer in that way. The Scriptures do say, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And we know that God would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So praying that the things that are studied and prepared and presented then, that work to the end where people are saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, we know that that is in God's will. So let's pray in that direction and pray effectually and fervently to that good end. I've been studying a series of points, and in these series of points we've been studying lately, they relate to the topic of salvation. And specifically, we've been considering what the Bible teaches about that topic of what is salvation, or more specifically, what is the way of salvation. This will be the fifth part of this study. And we've been taking some thoughts which are summed up in what's sometimes called articles of faith. We have said many times where that you could go on the internet and find not only this article written out and explained, but also find the audio files which accompany this study, so that you can go back and review anything you may have missed, or perhaps you have heard something and you like to hear it again, or perhaps you like to share it with someone. Someone gets on your heart and you like to share it with them. I'd like to invite you to do that. It's absolutely without any charge whatsoever. You can find these resources at the website, which will be described again at the end of the broadcast, but I'll give that quickly now. The website is called fisherofmenbaptistic.com. That's all one word, fisherofmenbaptistic.com, and that's Fisher of Men Baptistic. That's Baptist with the I C on the end, baptistic.com. And at that place you can find many resources. The ones that we're specifically addressing is found under the heading of articles, and those are where those articles of faith are at. And you'll see at the bottom of the page a section where that there's written material and audio, and then there are some videos which are take up the Bible study portion of that, and some of those have already there, some of them yet to be added, but they're in progress of being put together. So you're welcome to study and share any of those in any way the Lord may lead. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then after we pray, we'll try to take up this fifth part of this study. If it's where you can, then you'd like to join with us, let us pray. Holy and wise Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for the great many blessings You so richly and mercifully extend toward us through Thy Son, Christ Jesus. We thankful, Father, that the great God of heaven, the Maker of all, is love, knowing also that You are light. And we know, Father, we come so short in so many times and so many ways as we try to serve You. We ask You to help us that in pushing along towards the great goal of the final destination, yea, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We ask You to help us that stumbling blocks which might come along, that they may be removed, and that as we push along the great path, that, Father, we would ever be found walking close to Christ. Forgive us where we allow ourselves to be distracted, and help us that we would never be a stumbling block to others, knowing, Father, there's much that we could do so much better. We look toward You and seek Your guidance and ask for cleansing from failures and faults. We pray, Father, again for the many sad and needy circumstances about us. Remember those who are not well. Remember those who that are down, are discouraged, those who are lowly, those who are laying low by affliction. We pray for their comfort. And we ask, O God, that You'd help us, that we might be a neighbor indeed to all such. And we pray, Holy Father, that You would remember again the ones who are lost and undone. We know, God, that You would have all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And You showed Your great love for all of mankind in offering Your only begotten Son on Calvary's cross. We pray, God, for the lost, that eyes would be turned, yea, toward that great offering, and that we might hold up Christ as we should, that all men would be drawn to Him. We pray, Father, again for those who have been saved, that they would, the great light of the church, that would shine out, and those who are born again would ever hear the call of the Spirit of God summoning and beckoning ye all the born again to unite thereunto under the headship of Christ to serve Him therein. And we pray, Father, that You'd grant the church would be awakened from complacency and be found as the salt that she should be. Ye, the city up on a hill that cannot be hid. And we pray, Father, that You would help us to ever be better servants unto Thee, our God, in bringing forth the Word and being careful to live in such a way that it would not be a hindrance to those who are considering the Word. Continue to call out brethren to this great work and deliver them and protect them from the things that may annoy. Pray again for our soldiers on foreign soil. We pray that You would protect these who are standing in harm's way. Thankful for the liberties that we still enjoy in this land and country. And we ask You, Father, to mercifully extend that duration where that these liberties will be enjoyed. Help us to know how to support leaders who ought to be in these leadership positions, and call our attention to those who that please You, that we would be able to identify them. We ask You to bless again this work, bless it and use it and direct it, and help us to understand Your leadership, that we might be servants faithful to do the things that You would have done. Forgiving us again for our sins, we turn toward You and ask all things in Christ Jesus. And those things we fail to ask, we ask that You fail not to grant. For we do seek these favors and blessings in Jesus' name. For His name's sake we do pray. Amen. We said earlier that we've been studying on a topic called of salvation, of the way of salvation more specifically. And this is the fifth part in this study. As we were trying to prepare, just seeking how that the Lord would have us to address, or what He might have us to take up at this point. We do have some thoughts on our heart. We're going to first off read of the way of salvation. And notice this article, and then take up a thought. This article says, of the way of salvation, we believe that the salvation of sinners is wholly of grace, through the mediatorial offices of the Son of God, who by the appointment of the Father freely took upon Him our nature, yet without sin, honored the divine law by His personal obedience, and by His death made a full atonement for our sins, that having risen from the dead, He is now enthroned in heaven, and uniting in His wonderful person the tenderest sympathies with divine perfections, He is every way qualified to be a suitable, a compassionate, and an all-sufficient Savior. In taking up these thoughts and verses which that help us to see that indeed this article does give us a proper presentation of what the Scriptures teach, in taking up these Scriptures and taking up these points, we are down to and about to approach this last portion of this article relating to how that the Savior Jesus Christ is the suitable, compassionate, and all-sufficient Savior. But in studying and preparing for this, a thought came to our mind, got on our heart, relating to the way of salvation. And we just might add, as this fifth part, how that the Scriptures indeed teaches that there is a way, and that there is not multiple ways, but one way. And we might establish a thought relating to salvation and how that there is but one way, or the way, not a way, but the way of salvation. And we might consider the way of salvation exclusive of all others by taking some verses from the book of Isaiah in chapter 35. Isaiah 35, we want to begin reading back in, this is a short chapter, but we'll, for the sake of time, we'll take up a middle of a thought, beginning with verse 6, and the Scriptures teaches, "Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. The wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. And they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This gives us a reading lesson out of Isaiah chapter 35, and we've read from verse 6 down through the end of the chapter, which was the 10th verse. I notice in these scriptures that by the I prophecy, the prophet Isaiah, is allowed to express and share from God how that there is indeed a highway which is called the way. A highway shall be there and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. And this way of holiness calls to our attention how that the word holiness itself is the stem, gives us the same idea as being sanctified, holy, and to be holy is to be sanctified, and to be sanctified is to be holy. The idea is to be separate. And when that you hear that something is separate, an immediate question that frequently comes to mind is separate from what? In this case, we're talking of the nature of God. He is holy, and He alone is known as the Holy One, and He is separate from sin. This is the great controversy, the great conflict, the reason why that mankind is called upon to repent, to turn from that which seems so natural to us, because by nature we are inclined to sin. It's a condition of the heart that is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Each of us have a heart, and we tend to yield to the desires of the flesh and look inwardly as to that which pleases self. And as such, we are not holy, but we are sinful and ungodly. When we think about what that the prophet Isaiah was allowed to see here, we notice that he was allowed to know that with those who would be pleasing to God, that there is a way that wayfaring men, or that word wayfaring is just talking about those who that wanderers without direction, without purpose. But even this type of person, wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. Shall not err in what? In the way of holiness. There is but one way. And this way being exclusive is the way. It's not a way. It's the way where that the unclean are not going to pass over it. It's not something where that you just stumble across it. It's an intentional place. It's a place where that to find it, to be enter into it, you got to enter into it in the way that God has laid out. Verse of scripture comes to mind. This is in the Sermon on the Mount. The Lord Jesus Christ doing the speaking in this Sermon on the Mount. He deals with very similar points relating to the way. And I notice in this Sermon on the Mount, in chapter 7 of Matthew, one place is where it's found, verse 13, Scripture says this, Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So when we're thinking about the way of holiness, it's the way of life. And to enter it is to enter an intentional place, which is the straight gate. A straight gate is a narrow gate. It's one which that is so straight that you have to be looking for it and it alone to find it. But it is the way which leads to life. And there are few who finds it. Why there's few who finds it is because they don't seek for it. The wayfaring men, though, who find this way, even a fool, cannot err therein when they find it. So there is a way, and not a way, but the way. The way prepared of God. And this is the way of holiness. It's the way of salvation. I think about over in Isaiah in chapter 30 how God lets us know that He immediately interacts with those who would be finders of the way and who would seek to live in the way that God has established. And this is not the way of man, but it's the way that God has set forward. I find in Isaiah 30, again, for the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it. When ye shall turn, or when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. What is it that God has said that he's going to do for the way? He said he is going to make this way such that when we come to it, when we find it, that when we start to err, to drift one way or the other, that he will interact with us. He'll call to our attention that we're turning in the wrong direction. He'll interact with us and help us to know. No, here's the way. Walk ye in it. It's the way of holiness. It's the way that God has said that if you'll walk in this way, I'll be there with you. It's the way that the straight gate leads to. But few will find it because they won't seek after it. You see, we've got to make a decision and really make an acknowledgement about what it is that we're so prone to do as compared to what it is that God would have for us to do. I'm thinking about that in Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. The Lord's calling our attention to these very same points about the way of salvation. All these come together to where that we're not finding two or three things being taught, but one single thing that's being shared. Here in Isaiah 55, verse 6, Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God. For he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Think about how then that these scriptures tell us about the way, our ways, compared to God's ways. It makes me think back again about what the Lord was teaching there in the Sermon on the Mount when he's speaking of the broad way. Speaking about how that the broad way leads to death, but the straight way leads unto life. And again, I'll just read that from Matthew 7. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Well, now these are man's ways. The ways of man, they're the ones that leads to death. And God, he lets us know that we are to forsake our way and forsake our thoughts, but to return to the Lord. Because as the Lord is saying, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Well, think about our ways. Our ways are the ones where that there's a wide gate and a broad way, and many there be which go in thereat. The many are the vast multitudes who, though they hear about the way of holiness, they are not willing to admit that there is only one way of holiness, the way of holiness. And because of that, they get confused and try to make their own way or to find another way. But God says to forsake that approach and realize that when we speak of this way, it's a way of holiness, a way where the unclean won't cross it. Because the only way to find the way of holiness is to find the way, and that is, as we keep finding, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. That so when we're talking about the way that leads to life, it's a straight gate, it's a narrow way. It's a way that just comes down to where God has picked one. He selected Christ, and he is that way. And there's no other way that we can find this place of life. It's the way of holiness. We want to look at another reference out of Jeremiah. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 6, we notice in Jeremiah chapter 6, the people are summoned. The people have their life, their manners called to their attention. And God, in his great mercy, just as he was dealing just with the people then, so is he dealing with us now. To give us the opportunity to think about our thoughts, think about our ways, think of where we're at. Just consider, well, you've tried it your way, And you've heard this before. I've had this interaction with God before in my own life. Well, you've tried it your way, and where did that get you? Now try it my way. But I'm not going to take a little bit of yours and mix it with a little bit of mine. It's all mine, or it's nothing to deal with me. So we got to lay ours totally aside to take up His. Jeremiah 6, we have this called to our attention. Verse 16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? Notice, where is the good way? Not where is a good way, but where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Even though people reject, here's what God's summon is. God does not deny the absolute truth. He still, when we deal with God, He's going to deal with us on what the truth is, what is the nature of it. He's not going to give us something that He thinks we want to hear. He's going to tell us what we need to hear. And what we need to hear is, ask for this old way. Where is the good way? Ask for the old paths, the paths which that go all the way back before the very creation of the world, out of the council chambers of God before He ever said, let there be light. God put the plan in place right then. So these old paths, ask for them, the ancient ways, the good way, and walk therein, and you'll find rest for your soul. You know, this is what Christ, when He came to this world, He came preaching peace, He came teaching. This is where we find it, in Him. So that when He said to Thomas said unto the Lord, we don't know whether you go, how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. This is the message then today, when it talk about the way of salvation, that there is none other way but the way ordained of God, and that way is Jesus Christ. There's no other name given under heaven, no other name among men whereby we must be saved. He is the way. He is the way, the life, and the truth. No man cometh to the Father but by Him. I notice there in Jeremiah 6, when that we read that verse of Scripture, which was verse 16, when we're called upon to seek the old way and to stand, to walk therein, we're told this, ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. The Lord Jesus Christ taught the same thing when He said this in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. What are we taught? He is the way, the life, and the truth. There's the way of holiness, the way that God has set up, and that way is Christ. That we can seek and find Him to be born again, and there's peace in soul salvation. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God, and it is by grace through faith that we are saved. And that not of ourselves, it is not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not of ourselves, it's the gift of God. That we have that peace and soul salvation, and then if we would walk therein, we seek it and find it, and it's peaceful, and then to live a life of peace. We are to walk therein, but we got to come to the Lord. Take His yoke upon us, and learn of Him, and He will let us walk, guide us in those old paths. Those old paths, and there's peace to be found therein. This is the way the Bible teaches of salvation, the way of salvation. And I hope that something's been brought out, has been helpful. If so, you be careful to thank the Lord for that. He is worthy of all the thanks that we can give Him. Thank you for tuning in. Continue to pray for us. We'll be careful to pray for you. To be able to come back this way again, this would be our prayer. Again, it's Mike Bronner from Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Fisher of Men broadcast. If you'd like additional information or to download a copy of this week's message, go to fisherofmenbaptistic.com. All materials and recordings are provided free of charge and may be distributed as the Lord leads.